All right, kiddies, it is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome. This was Tuesday's show, March 10th. I am Dave, your podcast host slash professional hand washer. And today we started out with some Canadian cannabis. Before talking hockey getting soft, we took a look back at things that happened 10 years ago. The Zeppelin lawsuit filed by the band Spirit over Stairway to Heaven seems like it was filed 10 years ago, and it finally came to an end. We hit the phones today and all shared our movie scars, those films that shook us as kids and stayed with us to this day. Rock and roll band was in song stories today. Costco is selling something rather strange, and Secret Singer had another winner today. We're not playing those here on the podcast. Got to catch those live 7:30 every single morning for a shot at a trip to Universal Orlando Resort. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I'm not sure about Dave, but you played youth sports, right?
Yeah.
Steve?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you play youth sports?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean,
baseball up through high school, yeah. Right, yeah.
Well, it seems that up in Canada, where the nicest people in the world live, right, they had some sort of fundraiser for a youth hockey tournament. And his grandfather brings this 8-year-old kid to this hockey tournament. He's going to play, and somehow during the course of the night, you know, they have this raffle to raise money for youth hockey. And usually the prizes are, because again, the prizes are going to go to kids. So usually it's like movie tickets or, you know, fast food gift cards, things like that. This kid landed the prize, $200 worth of cannabis products.
Nice.
All right. Chocolate edibles included. All right. The event organizers say the grandfather was notified that the cannabis-filled prizes were there when he claimed them. When he went to claim the prizes, oh, these are cannabis-filled.
Right.
Right. Grandpa's a little upset. Thinks it might be a little too much for an 8-year-old.
Oh, you know? Come on, Grandpa. Live a little.
Right. You know, remind him what your youth was like, Grandpa.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DiBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DiBella Podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
I meant to get to this last week, as long as we were talking about youth hockey.
Yep.
All right. Did you see the story last week from Gretzky, from Wayne Gretzky, saying that he thinks fighting might eventually disappear in hockey?
Oh.
No, well, I would agree with that, though.
I didn't see it, but yeah.
It's been headed that way for years.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The fights really squashed are way it. Down.
Uh-huh.
You don't see the enforcer guys anymore, like the Donald Brashears and guys like that. Dan Carcillos, who made a career on the Flyers. Sucking at hockey.
Guys, society's getting softer in every aspect, so why shouldn't hockey?
It just seems like that hockey's going to turn out to sound like this.
Uh-oh. These players have taken off their gloves, and they are going to fight it out with rock, paper, scissors. Oh, and paper covers rock. This dispute is over. No penalties. We're back to action.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
I know how much you guys enjoy making me feel old, so whenever I can, I like to find a little something that, might turn the tables, just so you know, all right? You remember Kim Kardashian getting dealing with Reggie Bush and then breaking up?
I remember her dealing with Reggie Bush, that's for sure.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And then she married Chris Humphreys.
Oh, was it? Oh, that's right.
Chris Humphreys.
He's a basketball player.
Forgot about him.
And, he's like the Federline of
that was
Kim
like
K.
8 months after she broke up with Reggie Bush.
Okay.
And then stayed married to him for 72 days. That was 10 years ago.
Wow.
Okay.
That's really well.
Yeah. Remember Corey Haimes? Corey Haim, the actor?
Rings a bell.
All right, well, he's dead. He died 10 years ago, 38 years old.
Okay.
Zach Braff?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Scrubs,
right. Scrubs.
Garden State.
Right. Mm-hmm. He announced that it was ending 10 years ago.
Wow.
Okay. One what? More?
Yeah. Sure.
Steve Martin, Alec Baldwin co-hosted the Academy Awards. Remember when
they had hosts?
They had hosts, yeah.
I remember that.
That was 10 years ago.
10 years ago, okay.
Yeah. And here's I'm a bee. Right?
Well, I am.
Right.
Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. They but do sound dated now.
Right. But my favorite was Lindsay Lohan suing the E-Trade company for $100 million because she claimed that the milkaholic baby in their Super Bowl ad was based on her.
Jeez.
Oh, do you remember this
I
case?
Don't remember this.
This is the truth. This actually happened, right? Because the baby's name was Lindsay. right?
Was it red-haired?
They settled out of court, but she actually got something out of it. I mean, it's impossible to believe, but it happened. So, you feel a little older this morning?
Just a tad.
Yeah, it was only 10 and a half years ago that I graduated college, so.
That's true, too. All right.
I'm all right. Not yet. Nice try, though. You got Dave.
You saying that made it feel like I took a blackboard to school.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. Van Moe and Moondance, the John DeBella Show. 50 degrees. You see the moon last night or this morning?
Oh, my God.
I saw
this morning.
Yeah.
It was like daytime when I left for my car.
It was wild. I mean, there's going to be three supermoons, all right? One this month, one next month, one after. But that last night was the biggest of all
and
the brightest of all, the closest it was going to get to the Earth. But just gorgeous, just absolutely. First thing I did when I woke up this morning, I literally opened the curtains and went, where's that moon? I want to see that moon. 50 degrees outside right now. Cloudy, mild, and afternoon shower is possible. High temperature getting to 67 degrees. We will get to song stories at 7:10, a rock anthem that was never a single. Speaking of rock anthems, did you hear? I'm not sure if you heard about this, Cindy. Okay. Led Zeppelin officially owns Stairway to Heaven. The case is finally over.
Oh, my God.
It's finally over, and it actually could have repercussions into all kinds of copyright cases for years to come.
Yeah, precedent has been set.
Yeah, but let's see what the final thing is.
Wow. I never thought we'd see the end of that one.
That started when we were downstairs in the old studio, which, I mean, and it wasn't like it right before we left the studio. Exactly. It was a while ago.
Yesterday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a verdict that the riff from Stairway did not infringe on the 1968 song Tars by the band Spirit.
Okay. Right?
I mean, it's just like,
I hope Spirit takes it to the Supremes. Keep it going.
That's it, because they've got nothing important to do at all.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, God.
John DeBella.
I am speechless.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Homespire Windows and Doors, professionals you can trust. Today is Tom Scholz's birthday. Tom Scholz from Boston and rock and roll band. The Boston Globe described Rock and Roll Band as one of the biggest rock anthems of the 70s, but it was never released as a single. But the combination of FM radio and people buying the record, it just became this huge, huge hit. And not surprisingly, the story Rock and Roll Band is... well, it really is Boston's story. Here's Tom.
Rock and Roll Band was a common fantasy shared by lots of people who I thought probably should have known a little better but didn't. So I decided I'd have to put it to music, and people like to think that that is what happened with Boston. Well, of course, it isn't. I don't think that ever happened with anybody, but it was every guitar player's dream and fantasy put to music.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, fool.
MGK.
Anybody else's floor vibrating?
Yeah. That's why I put the pause there. Just let everybody hear what we're sitting through during the course of the show this morning. Here we go. Of course, that's when it stops. Mm-hmm. All right. But Cindy, let me ask you something. Okay. When you got engaged, do you know where Randy got the ring?
Yes.
You do. All right.
Yeah, it was a place in Cherry Hill that's no longer open. I can't remember the name.
Applebee's. The claw machine in the front. Yeah.
Guy in the parking lot. Yeah. It's got great stuff.
Dollar store, right? Yeah. You got one, didn't you?
Robbins, man.
You got it from Robbins,
right. Took advantage of them being a client.
Yeah. And what about yourself?
Singer.
Singer? Yeah. Okay, right. So nobody has used Costco?
No. They sell rings?
Sell rings?
They sell everything.
All right, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Some guy just dropped $600,000 on a 10K.
Are you serious?
Right, yeah. Diamond ring.
At Costco.
What? Whoa. At Costco.
Guys, it's not like Kirkland made it.
Right.
I mean, a diamond is a diamond.
Yeah, true that. And it's the second like big price diamond they sold this year.
Wow.
They sold another one for $400,000 earlier in the year.
Where is there like a special store for this?
Anyone? Well, maybe it's online. I'm not sure. It doesn't say here in this story. All I know is, I hope it came with Kirkland rum, some bulk seafood, and one of those giant boxes of toilet paper.
those are more valuable than the diamonds these days.
Right, Think of the points he got for that.
Heck yeah.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
I've got a movie question for you.
All right.
I've got a question about movies, and it has nothing to do with movies directly as much as it has to what effect they have had on you.
Okay.
Do you have any movie scars?
Oh, my God.
Movies that you've seen?
Yep.
All right. You know, because I was talking about this with Lisa last night, and I remember going to see Bambi when it was new in a movie theater, yeah. Right? And, you know, and you're sitting there, and Bambi and Thumper, and they're all having their fun little time, and then Bambi's mother gets shot.
Yep.
Right? You know? I must have been like 6 or 7, right? Moms don't get shot. Moms are going to be there forever.
It's amazing boomers even hunt after that movie came out. You know? For me, it's this trippy Canadian film from the mid-80s called The Peanut Butter Solution.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody knows about this. It's about a kid who basically challenges like an urban legend, goes to a burned-down house. He's so terrified that he loses all his hair. Then the ghosts from that burned-down house bring him a peanut butter solution to grow his hair back. Then his creepy art teacher notices this luscious mane he's growing, kidnaps him.
I'm beginning to understand why this movie wasn't popular.
It was a total fever dream. His art teacher makes paintbrushes out of his kidnapped student's hair in an underground lair. It's real. Okay. Look it up. I'm not tripping.
Okay.
He puts the lotion in the basket,
yes.
Right?
Oh my God. Lord.
Yeah. Well, Walt Disney must have been a sick F because mine is The Lion King.
Is The Lion King.
Yes.
Oh, God, gotcha.
When Mufasa dies. Not only dies. He gets stamped, run over by wildebeests, you watch him fall from the cliff from the view above him. So you see him go all the way down as if you're the one that dropped
right.
him.
Right.
Still to this day.
The POV. It's like you're there.
And
yeah.
It's my wife's as well. She has to fast forward through that scene when we watch it with the kids.
Right. But somehow, Wile E. Coyote falling off the cliff never bothered you.
Seriously. Never.
No emotional attachment.
Cindy, what about yourself?
I used to always watch Dr. Shock on Saturdays and watch Frankenstein. It was usually Frankenstein, Dracula. And one week, they had this movie called Eyes Without a Face. It was a French movie about a doctor who was doing skin face transplants on his daughter after she was disfigured in an accident. It terrified me. I didn't watch a horror movie for years.
Wow.
And it's actually inspired the Billy Idol song.
Right. Yeah. Oh, really? Did it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well,
that's cool.
I'm getting scared just thinking about it.
No, same here.
I mean, and the other one, and then, you know, after I recovered from that, then it was Psycho.
Okay, yeah.
Norman, bring your slut girlfriend away from here. Norman. All right, so what was it for you? Let's open this up for everybody. 215-263-WMGK. What movie scarred you for life? We would love to hear about it. I got into a conversation at home last night, and we took it into the studio this morning about movies that scarred you for life. That you it's a little scar that you never really get over. The first one for me was Bambi.
Right.
I mean, because I saw that as a new movie in a movie theater, right? You know, with my parents, and like, you know, the mom died.
Yeah.
Right? They shot them. What do you mean the mom died?
Disney's always killing parents.
Yeah, right? You know, and then years later, it was Psycho. I was about 12 or 13 when that came out. Right? You know, and Norman and Mama at the top. Mama at the top of the stairs. I bought into it big time. I bought into it so big. It was insane. Right? You know, and it's like, Norman, that, you know, that hussy you have downstairs. I know what you're doing, Norman. All right. And now, what was it for you?
In The Lion King, when Mufasa dies.
Another Disney
Scar
parent.
Drops him off the cliff, and you watch Mufasa fall from, like, Scar's view. And then gets stampeded by wildebeest.
Right.
Pretty brutal way to go. Totally.
Yeah, tell me about it.
It wasn't just like a hunter taking him out.
And Dave had some ridiculous Canadian movie.
Just Google The Peanut Butter Solution. Check it out and then get back to me.
I'm not going to Google it, but I'm definitely going to try putting peanut butter on my head too. My hair.
Give that a shot too, yeah.
You know, but seeing that we've all gone to the movies and been damaged by something somewhere along the lines, we've opened the phone lines, 215-263-WMGK.
Everyone's gone to the
Kenny, how's it going?
I am well. How are you?
I am damn fine. So, Kenny, your movie scar. What movie scarred you for life?
Return to Oz. I don't remember who was in it, but it was done year after Dorothy went to the Wizard of Oz, and she was having nightmares about the Oz being taken over.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
All right,
so they were doing electroshock therapy on her. We watched it when I was in fourth grade for a class assembly, and it scared the ever-loving hell out of me.
This falls back into that realm of a topic we've talked about before, characters that scared the crap out of you.
Yeah.
Some of these things are terrifying. The Scarecrow is offensively hideous and looks like the thing of stuff of murders.
Yes, and then those wheelers, instead of the flying monkeys, they had wheelers in that movie that was just insane.
What's a wheeler? Is it an animal?
A wheeler?
It's a person that instead of having feet and hands, they have four attachments basically that are wheels and they like rollerblade around.
Oh my God, I just found a picture of them.
Oh, wow.
That is nightmare fuel.
Good God.
Dude, this is a terrible movie.
Wow.
Yeah, my wife didn't believe me that they even made it, so I bought it, and then we got halfway through. She took it out, threw it away, and we never watched it again.
It was an acid trip.
Leslie, what about yourself? What movie scarred you for life?
For me, it's got to be Amityville Horror.
Now, which one? The first one or the second one?
Definitely the first one.
Uh-huh. See, I saw the second one, and that scared the crap out of me.
Well, you're younger.
Yeah.
I live two towns away from that house. None of us went to see the movie. We knew better. Doug, what about yourself? Movie that scarred you for life.
It has to be Old Yeller.
Oh, man. I was hoping nobody would bring this movie up. Oh, God. Next thing you know, someone's going to talk about the yearling.
Yeah.
I can't look at Golden Retrievers without thinking of that damn movie.
Nope, it gets you every time.
Christine.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what movie scarred you for life?
Jaws.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Do you not go in the water?
No, I do go in the water, but I'm pretty much convinced that there are sharks everywhere in the water around me.
Well, Christine, there are.
I know. I know. And recently we were in Florida. We were talking about how silly it was for us to be afraid to be in the water, and we heard all this splashing, and we look over and saw a fin, and we came running out like so fast, and I don't know what it was. All I know is that once we saw that little tiny bit of fin about 8 feet away from us, I was re-scarred.
Have a good morning.
Thank you. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Beth, what movie scarred you for life?
The Shining.
What scene?
Probably when the little boy was in the hallway was the worst part.
Yep, right. With the twins and the blood crashing around them.
Yep.
Red Room.
Just plain awful.
Debbie?
Yeah.
What movie was it for you?
It was Trilogy of Terror with Kevin Black.
What is Trilogy of Terror?
Yeah, never heard of this film.
Oh, it was awful. The mom had got a voodoo doll from Africa.
Okay, I'm looking at a picture. Okay,
I get it.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Here you go.
Okay. Oh, God, I could pass up on that.
It looks like a voodoo doll playing the role of Chucky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sharp teeth, big mouth,
right.
Spear.
Right.
I actually want to try to get this on DVD now. Maybe it's on eBay.
Have a good morning.
Yeah.
Michael, what about yourself? What movie scarred you for life?
Clockwork Orange.
Really?
Yes, Clockwork Orange. Ever since I saw that movie, Concrete Dildo scared the hell out of me. So let's just leave it at that. You know what I'm saying?
I wish you would have left it before that, to tell you the truth.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.